Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show. We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hello.
Welcome to our show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about why teamwork might be limited. And maybe you should just go rogue pro. Go it alone. Hey, great show today. Jill, let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Okay, cool. The Watson family, I love it. And they have a nice photo of the three of them too. It's really cool. Wrote this question. Greetings. We receive photos back from the photographer of our property, and they're approximately 50 head of cattle grazing on our land.
Oh my gosh.
The property is fenced.
You think you heard it
on all four sides. The neighboring properties are used for grazing. We're about to start marketing the property. What would you recommend doing in this situation?
I bought a property. This is a good thing, not a bad thing. This is a great thing, actually. Surprises on your rural vacant land are 99% good. Mm-hmm. I'll get to the 1% of bad in just a second. I bought a large ranch that was all cut up into 40-acre properties a few years ago in New Mexico. And one of the 40s, I got a letter because the guy went to the real estate office and looked this up, and he asked me to do a grazing lease for one specific 40-acre property, and there were like a lot of them. And I said, what the heck?
Yeah.
Let's do a grazing lease. So now I got income property. We sold it a long time ago. I actually sold it to the rancher. What happened was I sold it on the internet. And then I said, you know, I'm going to call this rancher and see what. And he said, heck yes, I'll buy it for that. So I don't think he knew how cheap we were selling it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I would, Watson family, I would find out whose cows they are. And I think I would look into charging them.
Mm-hmm.
It might be the same amount that you're looking for. If you're going to sell the property on terms, it might be the same amount.
Mm-hmm.
And don't sell it, lease it.
Exactly.
Do a lease.
Yep.
Because they don't
awesome.
Want to own it anyway.
Yeah, or if you don't want to hang on to it, I mean, that's a nice thing that you're doing. You're selling an income property now.
Yeah, I mean, balance sheets are not the best for farms. Farms get reimbursed for a lot of different ways, and it's my understanding that not owning the property is a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't want to own it. They want to lease it from you.
Mm-hmm.
The fence thing,
it's kind of cool too.
It is. I mean, it's, and I don't know whose fence it is. It could be the fence on the other properties. But again, any improvements are good except nuclear waste. No, any type of EPA violation, like anything that has to do any kind of waste at all, including the Freon in a leaky refrigerator. I've had that problem too. Mm. Where there's a junk pile there and a bunch of refrigerators leaking Freon. That's a huge problem, actually. I'm not making light of it or joking about it at all.
Got it.
It's bad for the environment, and it's a whole big thing. You know, if you spill, incidentally, if you go to fill up your car and you have a diesel car and you spill a pint of diesel fuel at a gas station, they're required to contact the EPA and make
Are
it
you serious?
Yeah. The EPA is
like they're supposed to come out and like do a whole
yes.
big, you know, here they come
yeah.
in their big suits.
If you're looking at buying
quarantine,
you know what? I'm just going to say
just
this.
I'm just pumping gas and I did a bad job. Next thing you know.
You know, I mean, I got a lot of funny things to say. But anyway, the EPA, you know, if you go to EPA.gov and you look up where you're buying property, to check to see if it's a Superfund site or if it's off, you know, if there's waste down there. 9 times out of 10, there's going to be some horrific news about not just the property that you own, but that's why, you know, but does it ever
matter?
So
why would you go there?
You wouldn't. Jill, thank you. That's why we're partners.
Hello. I have some questions now. Let's think about any possible problem. No, but.
Exactly. Thank you.
Do you know my funny thing is, though, I was going to say, Jack, is one of the things I really appreciate you is I really do not know what's going to come out next.
And
next.
Out of my mouth?
I know. Yes. And you're sharing with us about spilling gas at a gas station and what the possible problems. Now we're all going to be paranoid about spilling gas.
No, no.
Thank you.
That's not why I said it. What I said it was just because it's so absurd.
That's
it's
funny.
Silly government intervention. I got a buddy. His name's Simon. I've known him for a ton of years, probably 30 years. And he has a picture in his wallet of his father pumping gas at a gas station when his father's a kid. It's a black and white picture, and smoking a cigarette. Like, he's got the pump pumping in one thing and smoking a cigarette in the other. And it just didn't dawn on him that, or the photographer, that they may die.
That's hilarious.
And that's why he keeps it in his wallet, because it's so funny.
That's really good. I didn't know that.
I got a lot of EPA phase one, phase two awful stories that I'm not going to share in this episode.
Yeah, that's not what this is about. That's crazy.
How do we get on talking about that?
That's, again, one of the things I appreciate you with you. You just bring up some interesting things all the time.
Today's topic is why teamwork is limited. Maybe you want to go rogue pro. This is the meat of the show. What do you think, Joe? Why would you want to go it alone? I think a lot of us, especially our members, and I think us in a lot of ways, you know, we've got a team, but there's way more outsourced people than there are people who work for us and handle that stuff. So Especially when you're starting out, you're going to be a one-person operation. You're going to become a rogue pro. I mean, you're going to have to get scrappy. You're going to get your hands dirty and figure it all out. You're going to record your own deeds and make mistakes, and people are going to yell at you. Can you handle it? I can. I like that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it grows hair on your chest if you're the right, if you're into that kind of thing, So to speak. Mm-hmm. So teamwork is incredibly important. We all know that. If you ever played a sport, it's essential. Teamwork's important in all kinds of relationships with kids and family and the whole thing and work situations. But in the end, man, it's just you standing in the mirror, getting stuff done.
You know what's interesting about this? The point you just brought up about it, it's just you. One of the things that I like about our relationship, and it's in it, and I've seen this now, I've learned in business, it's teamwork is different in different, how do I say this? You know how you and I, when you both have skin in the game, it's a whole different ball game versus you think Someone's on your team, but they're an employee. They don't really have skin in your game. So it's a whole different world. Like, you know, it's like you own an ice cream shop. I always remember this one. I think you have the ice cream shop and you have this manager. And even if you provide bonuses for a manager based on sales or whatever like that, they're still going to be giving out free ice cream differently than if they were a co-owner having skin in the game.
Right.
You know, it's so interesting. So that's one of the things that I always thought about too. Any business that I've gone into or even considered was any person that I'm really partnering with in a big way, a percentage, because then their skin in the game.
You know, I read an article a long time ago about starting a company. And I think it was like Inc. magazine. It was one of the big ones, not some of the small ones today. And they said the number one thing you should not do if you're starting a company, ironically, is borrow money or get equity financing. They said that the statistics are automatically then immediately against you. Because you're, you know, it's just what you said, Jill. You got to get up and bust. It's your own money. Mm-hmm. You know, And Jill and I we don't talk about this enough. We designed Land Academy to be a company that you can start with your own money. Mm-hmm. You don't need to go out and get all kinds of money or anything like that. And when you start your own company, with your own money,
the statistics
are overwhelming that it's going to succeed because skin in the game.
You're already ahead of the game.
Yeah.
You're already, and you're right. That's why I think a lot of people love us and follow us and they are into it because we did it. I mean, we can successfully say, you know, dude, you know, you did it, Stephen, really.
Yeah, I mean, you can start with 500 bucks. We have members that have done this and are doing it right now. 500, double it, it's 1,000. Put your $500 back wherever you got it. Mm-hmm. Now you've got 500, double it, 1,000, double it, 2,000, 4,000, 8,000. People are doing this.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
it doesn't take long if you do a deal a month to have a tremendous amount of money and assets and the whole thing. So
just don't spend it. Put it back in. And don't get business cards and don't get crazy.
Don't quit your job. Don't think about quitting your job.
Exactly.
And don't pay your bills with it or buy beer.
Right. Well, a beer. But
okay, one beer.
One beer. You can celebrate a little bit.
This is the Technical 2 minutes of property investment advice from our 15-year, 15,000 plus.
Plus. I love it. Listen, success pants.
You're no
I mean, good thing you don't have success. If you said success pants with a plus.
You know, Do you ever know somebody like in high school where just, or anybody like in the office, and they say, make a mistake just like I did. And then you could call them out and you laugh and they get just livid angry.
I don't hang out with those people.
I don't either.
So I don't really know.
If you're one of those people, turn the radio off.
Yeah. We're going to offend you, you at can't some make, point.
We should do a show about this. You have to make fun of yourself.
Yep.
You can't make fun of yourself, man.
Yeah. Totally.
I want to try it again. This is a technical too. 2 minutes of property investment advice from our 15-year, 15,000 transaction experience. It's all about you, folks. Yes, you in business. When is it okay socially to just sit around and talk about yourself forever? Did you ever go on a date like that and sit and somebody listen to somebody talk about
only
themselves?
One date?
Or maybe out the window half a date. Yeah. Out the window in the women's bathroom half a date.
I wonder why she left. I know what happened. I mean, that was quick.
There's an app you can make your phone call in like 3 minutes. Did you ever see that?
Oh, I'm sure.
And get out of there.
Well, so, girls have been doing that forever.
In business.
We don't need an app.
You know these crazy narcissistic CEOs who are incredibly successful? And they just, there's a reason for that. Because it's all about them. Mm-hmm. And being successful in business, it's a little bit different than in your house. You don't want to walk around and be the boss of your house. You're not going to have a family too long. But at work, you keep a ruler on the desk and make sure everybody's in line. Like, what is that? What's that saying? At home, it's a democracy. At work, it's a dictatorship or something like that.
I don't know.
I personally believe in that.
Did you make that up?
No.
Okay. That sounds like something you totally made up. You know what? That's the funniest thing. Here's what's coming. You're going to start making up these great things with speakers I've never heard of because it's all made up. Remember what that guy, that famous sports writer, Bob Mackie said?
Bob Mackie. Yeah. Oh, my God. You want to hear a story about that?
Yeah.
I'm from Detroit, right?
Yeah.
So people for a long time in my life, they would say, hey, where are you from? And I would say, I'm from Offalville, Michigan. What? Where's that? No, Offalville. It's real close to Shittyville. What? What are you talking about? Offalville. I'm from Michigan. What do you mean? Oh, I know where that place is. Oh, you've heard of Offalville then. I'm saying Offalville.
I know. Exactly.
And people are just like, oh, yeah, Offalville. It's just east of Houghton Lake.
That's like Walled Lake. I thought that was a joke. And then, what do you mean Walled Lake? That's what? How do you spell that?
Walled Lake. W-A-L-L-E-D.
You mean Bald Lake? I'm like so confused. What the heck is Walled Lake? Got it. That's funny. All right.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Jill, inspire us.
My inspiration actually ties into something you just kind of touched on, which is really, really good. And my inspiration is, are you having fun? Are you letting your work mode spill into your life mode, spill into your home mode, spill into how you talk to everybody around you mode?
I'm going to tell a story.
So do not let that happen. And I'll tell you how you find out if you're doing it. Well, number one, no one's talking to you. Or number two, everyone's arguing with you.
Number three, people hate you at
number
work?
Three, your kids go, oh no, he's home again.
This sounds like a commercial.
Oh no, dad's here, let's go. You know?
Are people leaving little notes on your desk once a week?
Yeah. Is no one scheduling a meeting with you again? Is your wife sleeping somewhere else? And it's not you. She's voluntarily going somewhere else. That could be an indication that you're doing it wrong.
Did your kids stop calling you dad?
Exactly. Yeah. Are your kids living at your neighbor's house? So, yeah, not that this has ever happened to us.
Is your dog,
because that's how we know something about this.
Your dog turned on you.
Right. That's right. Oh, my gosh.
This inspirational portion of this show is a direct result of Jill pulling me aside very recently and saying, you need to stop being crazy like you are at work. That's okay. At home. You're a little nuts at home, man. And she's right.
Thank you.
That's why you have people in your life. They tell you, stop it.
Yeah.
Don't wear that tie with those shorts. Or you shouldn't wear that tie with those shorts.
But definitely keep the black socks. What the heck?
That's what these kids wear. Do you see these black socks?
They do that
place?
Sometimes. It is kind of funny. You're right. I'm like, what the heck? And white shoes. It's really funny. It's true.
Jill,
Thank you.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me,
and inspiration, that's me,
to get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to have fun and buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your narcissistic real estate ambition.
Oh my God, you're such a stinker.
You don't like narcissistic
real estate? What the heck is that? Is that your new, that's going to be the, can you imagine? Oh, could you imagine?
That's what the show's about.
Wait, how funny this would be. I wonder how many people catch it. You know, like the sign in the, you know, sticking out of the ground with a, you know, Century 21 Realty. What if it's a narcissist realty?
I bet there's a narcissistic realtor somewhere.
I wonder how many people would drive by and go, wait a minute, and then call the number to find out if it's really legit. I bet a lot of people would drive by and it wouldn't even faze them. They probably wouldn't even get it. I think
you're right. I think that's exactly what happened. Oh, yeah, Johnny Narcissist. He's got a new company.
That's right. you know, we're part of the narcissist team.
Those narcissists. Exactly. Those guys do a lot of deals.
Hi, thank you for calling Narcissist Realty. I'd offer to help you, but I won't. I don't want to.
But I'm not going to listen to you. I only love myself.
It's all about me.
Would you like to know what I'm wearing? Oh, you would.
Hi, thanks for calling. This is a bad time. Goodbye.
Hi, thanks for calling. You're lucky as hell I answered the phone at all.
That's right. Bye. If you want to buy someone, find someone else. Find someone else to deal with it. Bye.
You know, you're like the 2 year when 2 year olds answer the phone just like that.
Yeah. Hi, my mommy. My mommy's in the bathroom. Yeah.
She's been in there for 3 days.
I know.
I'm hungry.
My mommy, I don't know. I think she took a book and her phone, and I don't think she's going to the bathroom. Because no mom has ever done that.
Oh my gosh.
You know, I'll hide in my closet.
You know, my kid said one time. Yeah. A long, long time ago, he said, my mom buys batteries at the grocery store all the time, and I don't know why. I don't know what she uses them for. And I just laughed and said, oh,
dude, it's
maybe she's got an Xbox.
That's it. It's for her remotes.
Mm-hmm. Her remotes.
Dude. You can't share that, can you? All right. On that note.
Oh, my goodness. Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening.
Let's go buy some property.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.